In Sefer Tevarim, the beginning of the first the parasha, it says, "Vateshu vatifku lifnei Hashem v'lo shama Hashem b'kolchem v'lo hezin elechem." This crying, "Vatifku lifnei Hashem," that was an extension of the cheta egg of the meraglim, which was according to Chazal a b'chil l'doris, as it says there in Shlach. Vayifku ha'am. And in Megillas Eicha we read, "Gam ki ezak v'shaveya sosum tfilosu," that at the time of the Churban, Kodesh Baruch Hu was not at all attentive to our prayers. And the Rav of Soloveitchik explained that that's the reason we don't say Tiskavil in the Kaddish of Tisha B'Av. It's because Tisha B'Av is the day when the tefillas are not accepted. That's the pasuk sosum tefillasi. And therefore we don't say tiskavel, that Kodesh Baruch Hu should accept that tefillas. And it's therefore it doesn't relate at all to a base ovel where you should say tiskavel. There's a tshuvish kiveg about that. And also to explain that that's the reason why we don't daven tefillas ne'ila on Tisha B'Av. Because tefillas ne'ila, people think, is associated only with Yom Kippur. No, tefillas ne'ila is on a complete tainus, on a tainus tzibur. So there's an additional tefillah, which is the extra tefillah of ne'ila, that Kodesh Baruch Hu should accept our tefillos. And Yom Kippur is the tainus par excellence, and that's why we say ne'ila. And we show in the Ramban, the Tosfos talk about why is there no tefillas ne'ila on Tisha B'Av. So the Rav explained that the reason is because Tisha B'Av is a day that our tefillas are not accepted, shosum tefillasi. And therefore, ne'ila, which is a special additional tefillah on a tainus, that a tefillah should be accepted, is not said on Tisha B'Av. In Shulchan Aruch it says that we don't say Tachlin on Tisha B'Av, and we're not Ve'inoflam Paneim, because it's called a Moyed. And some interpret it's called a Moyed because Mashiach was born on Tisha B'Av. But the Rav said a different reason, which is actually, the Beis Yosef quotes this reason in the name of the Kalbo. He said also because of Sosim Tfilosi, and therefore, it's not a day for slichus or for distant tefillos and tefillos apayim and tachnun. So the chori, the nafkemina between this and how you interpret it, is if the reason that we don't say tachnun is because it's called the moyed, it's an ironic because the pasuk says it's called ikrei moyed, means a designated day lishbor b'churai, to destroy my young people, but. For those who interpret Moyed, that it means it's that there's a certain yontif quality to it because it celebrates the birth of the Mashiach. So then, if it's Moyed like that, then we wouldn't say Tachlun Erev Tisha B'Av as well, L'choyre. But if the reason is, as the Rav said, that it's because of Sosum Tfilosi, so, and therefore there's no additional Tfilos of Tachlun, that would relate only to Tisha B'Av itself and not to the Mincha before. And that's what's referenced again in this pasuk at the beginning of Vam, Vateshu v'tifku lifnei Hashem v'lo shom Hashem b'kolchem v'lo hezin elechem. That's sosum tefilosi v'lo hezin elechem. And of course this is the precursor and the prelude to Tisha B'Av, because the Chet HaMeraglim, which happened on Tisha B'Av, was a catastrophe that led to all the other subsequent destructions and challenges that confronted Klal Yisrael. So, and therefore it's Sosum Tfilosi. And just interpreting why Tisha B'Av is called a Moyed, that's because, as we know, it's Huchbulu Botzoros, that like both Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni were destroyed the same day. And that's why the tainus is so severe. Leilu Kiyomel, all the Chamishinuim apply. But inherent in that, Shehuch Bulutzoris, is also a source of Nechama, because it tells us that the Bris, the covenant with Kodesh Baruch Hu, is not severed. Because were it severed, he would not come back to us and over again, even in our tzaras. But on the contrary, that Kodesh Baruch Hu punishes us time after time is an indication that the bris, that the covenant, is still intact, and the relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu is still in place. And therefore, we say Nachem on Tishbav, because, and the Shabbos after Tishbav is called Shabbos Nachmu, because the Tzoras themselves point to the ultimate Geula and Yeshua of Nechamah.